Good morning, everybody. Happy Saturday. This is Scott Morozek in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. And this news update is brought to you by Joe Ritchie Ortis Ford in Bad Axe. For your best deal and award-winning service, shop Joe Ritchie Ortis Ford in Bad Axe. And by Bayport State Bank, with offices in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, and Sebring. Member FDIC. The Open Door Missionary Church in Sandusky at 770 West Sanilac Avenue is offering free coats for children. For a free coat, a parent needs to bring their child or children to the distribution that will be from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. on Saturday, October 25th. New and gently used coats will be accepted at the church until October 20th. For more information about the free coat program and distribution, call 810-294-9218. Or 810-404-5334. A Sebring Police Department canine officer is being praised for helping locate a missing teenage girl Thursday morning. According to the Sebring Police Department, officers were called around 10:17 a.m. to assist the Fairhaven Township Police Department with the report of a voluntary missing teenage female who had walked away from her home north of Sebring. Upon arrival, Sebring Police Canine Officer Apollo was deployed to search the area where the teen was last seen, a densely wooded state wildlife area. After roughly 30 minutes of beginning his search, Canine Apollo located the missing teen hiding behind the root ball of a large fallen tree. Police say she was completely hidden from view and appeared to be attempting to avoid detection. The girl was safely reunited with her family soon after. The Sebring Police Department commended Canine Apollo for his quick and successful work, ending their statement with, "Great job, Canine Apollo. Strength and honor, Sebring." Just before 11 a.m. yesterday morning, the Huron County Sheriff's Office and other agencies responded to a traffic crash on M25 south of Kilmenau Road in Sebring Township. A southbound 2001 Chevrolet pickup truck sideswiped a northbound semi-truck and trailer before leaving the roadway to the east, crossing back over and coming to rest in the west ditch. The semi-truck driver was able to maintain control of the vehicle and was uninjured. Witnesses and passers-by rushed to assist the lone occupant of the pickup, who was unresponsive. They immediately began CPR until the Sebring Ambulance Service arrived and took over. Unfortunately, the victim, an 82-year-old Sebring man, was later pronounced deceased at the hospital. An initial investigation by the Huron County Medical Examiner's Office indicates the victim may have suffered a medical emergency prior to the crash. It appears he had been experiencing ongoing health issues. Out of respect for the family, the victim's name is to be withheld until today to allow time for notifications to be completed.
Stop into Ortis Ford, where the prices are falling and the lot is full of hot deals. Lease a 2025 Escape ST Line all-wheel drive for 3 years for $339 per month, with $2,529 due at signing. No security deposit required. Lease a 2025 Explorer Active with leather for 3 years for $409 per month, with $2,149 due at signing. No security deposit required. Lease a 2025 Bronco Big Ben 4-door for 3 years for $399 per month with $2,229 due at signing. No security deposit required. Lease a 2025 F-150 XLT Crew Hybrid for 3 years for $329 per month with $3,179 due at signing. No security deposit required. Don't miss out before these deals are done. Current deals end November 3rd. Leases are with 10,500 miles per year using a plan pricing and include all factory rebates.
Have you considered switching to your local bank, Bayport State Bank? This is Amanda Weisenbach, manager of the Sebring office of Bayport State Bank. We're dedicated to meeting the needs of the Thumb region with a comprehensive range of products and services, including no-fee checking with free monthly statements. That's right, no charge to send your paper statements. Does your bank do that? Plus, we offer many savings options and a variety of lending solutions, from personal and business to agricultural and everything in between. With our experienced local loan officers, we'll work with you to craft the perfect financial package to suit your needs. Since 1896, we've been committed to serving the Thumb community. Visit us soon in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, or Sebring to experience what true hometown banking feels like. Remember, you're never more than 20 miles away from one of our convenient Huron County locations. Plus, with 10 local ATMs and mobile and online banking, we're here to assist you no matter where you are. Service, community, commitment. That's our promise to you. If you're ready to experience the personalized care from a local bank that truly values you and our community, stop by and see us at Bayport State Bank, an equal opportunity lender and member FDIC.
Polish Americans across Michigan are celebrating the state's Polish heritage this month. Polish American Heritage Month is celebrated in October to honor the culture and contributions of the nation's Polish communities, including here in Michigan. Michigan is home to the nation's third largest Polish population, with more than 850,000 residents, according to Governor Gretchen Whitmer's proclamation recognizing the month. From the Upper Peninsula to West Michigan, Mid-Michigan to Southeast Michigan, Polish communities have left their mark through small businesses, churches, community associations, cultural festivals, restaurants, and more. In Metro Detroit, Hamtramck was traditionally a Polish enclave known as Little Poland among Polish populations throughout the state. During this month, we recognize the impact Polish Americans have made on Michigan and the United States and celebrate the special culture and heritage of Polish Michiganders, the proclamation said. Indiana officials have executed a man convicted in the 2001 rape and murder of a teenage girl. Roy Lee Ward was put to death early yesterday by injection at the Indiana State Prison in Michigan City. The 53-year-old was convicted in the rape and murder of 15-year-old Stacy Payne and sentenced to death. She was killed in the family's home in the small southern Indiana community of Dale. Attorneys said Ward had exhausted his legal options after more than two decades of court battles. And tens of thousands of Palestinians headed back to the heavily destroyed northern Gaza Strip as a U.S.-brokered ceasefire came into effect yesterday. The deal has raised hopes for ending the Israel-Hamas war, with all the remaining hostages taken in the October 7, 2023 attack set to be released within days. Questions remain over who will govern Gaza as Israeli troops gradually pull back and whether Hamas will disarm, as called for in the U.S. President Donald Trump's ceasefire plan. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, who unilaterally ended a ceasefire in March, hinted that Israel might renew its offensive if Hamas does not give up its weapons. And that is your Thumb Broadcasting News update for this hour. And it was brought to you by Joe Ritchie Ortis Ford in Bad Axe. For your best deal and award-winning service, shop Joe Ritchie Ortis Ford in Bad Axe. And by Bayport State Bank, with offices in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, and Sebring. Member FDIC. And remember, you can get news stories like these and even more news, information, and obituaries 24/7 online at thumbnet.net.